What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Aditi joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning.
All right. So what do you think of all of this? What do you think of this whole hornet's nest that all of a sudden Dylan Gabriel accidentally found himself in?
It's just a shame. It's a shame that this is who we are as a society, that we don't want to know what the question is. We don't want to think about context, and we don't want to ever consider that whatever we've already put in our head is maybe not correct. And you know what the real shame is? And I said this to you, Ken. These are two really nice young men. Shedeur Sanders is a really nice young man. I enjoy him. I like talking to him. Same with Dylan Gabriel. And if I'm a Browns fan, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, I have two young quarterbacks who need to grow some, who need to develop some, but I believe in my coaching staff, and that's what that staff is going to do. But instead, it's become this, you're pulling for one, therefore you must hate and do everything you can to rip the other one. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just what I'm seeing in one little facet of the world. But granted, my interactions aren't enormous, but I've had personal interactions with both, and I really think that they're both nice young men. It's frustrating. It's been a really frustrating weekend for me, I'll be honest.
Aditi, pit them against each other. Come on, let's have some fun. This is a competition.
You are the entertainers. You, the hot take artist.
It's true.
That's what he's talking about. That's exactly what he's talking about.
And well, the funny thing is, I don't have a lot of hot takes in regard to this. I think Shedeur is probably ahead of Gabriel, but I don't think there's some massive gap that can't be overcome. They're just up against it now.
Even then, why do you think that? You know, they both did what was asked of them. There was a little bit more offense asked of Dylan Gabriel simply because they're putting in more offense. They're putting in more motions. That's something that Kevin Stefanski has talked about, that he thinks it's a really important part of the game, pre-snap stuff. But you know, if you think about methodically what they did. Now, yes, Dylan Gabriel made a mistake. He had a busted play. Two pass catchers. One was pushed too deep. One was pushed too shallow. The play was screwed up. He should have thrown the ball away. But that's what the preseason is for. That's what practice is for a young player. He's probably never going to do that again. Sometimes you need to see it live to realize, ooh, I made a mistake there. That's not what I was supposed to have done. But you can't just sit here and say, based on statistics, it wasn't quite apples to apples here. They're both, and again, this is, you know, Kevin Stefanski loves to say that everybody is evaluated on a myriad of things. And we, as outsiders, fans, observers, we see maybe some things that are posted on Twitter, which isn't the entire, or X, or posted on social media, which isn't the entirety of every single practice. It's a few throws here and there. We see the games, and we don't see what happens in the meeting rooms. We don't see how people conduct themselves. There's just a lot more to it, okay? Like, even what I observe from the sideline, there's a lot more to it. And I think that on some level, when this is your team, have some faith in the two-time coach of the year, who, when he's been allowed to run his offense, has been able to run an offense, and trust what he's saying and seeing. I don't know. Does that feel too? That's not fun though, right?
Well,
it's
no,
more fun to sit here and argue. It's more fun to say we know better.
It's been I got to tell you, I think it's been a little bit relieving here over the first couple of preseason games. It's like, all right, Shedeur was able to run an offense with Kevin. Certainly Dylan Gabriel was able to do it. I mean, there was questions about both these guys. So it does make me feel a little bit better about Kevin on that front, I have to admit. But let me ask you this. I mean, with Kenny Pickett and his unavailability here over these last couple of weeks, I don't know how far that sets him back. Do you think that set him back pretty far? Because now you're getting ready for a Rams game, and I'm like, all right, I'd like to make it 3-for-3 with Kevin and being able to run an offense with these guys. And this guy actually has previous NFL experience.
Well, I don't know. How healthy? What did Kevin say? I'm sorry that I missed that yesterday. I've been gone for a week, so I was trying to be available to my kids and doing lots and lots of laundry. What did he say about Kenny? Did he say he expects him to be full go for the Rams game?
Then, as far as I know, that's not exactly what I think we're still wondering about his hamstring and whether or not he's going to be ready to go.
So we had been told that Kevin was simply hopeful. He was hoping that Kenny would be ready to go, but he couldn't guarantee that. And you know what? I think that that's sort of another shame. There have been so many good things in this Browns camp that it makes me, I hate that we're not talking about the good and we're talking about the things that are sort of disappointing or a shame. That getting to watch joint practice with the Eagles on Thursday really made me feel, really made me understand why Grant Delpit said that practice should give a lot of guys confidence. This Browns team isn't as far off as a lot of the national media is making it to be. And this Browns defense, if it can find itself a slot corner and can stay healthy, is legitimate for sure. This Browns line, this offensive line, I would feel good about. Sure, DeJuan Jones has some growing and developing to do, but you've got four veteran savvy guys who can still play at a high level and who've played together for a long time. This run game finally is back, looks good. Dylan Sampson is better than expected, in my mind at least. I think there are things to be excited about. The Kenny Pickett thing is really a shame because that first week of practice, from everything I was told, he really was doing a very, very good job. Kevin Stefanski went out of his way to say that his speed impressed him. Clearly, he can execute what it is that Stefanski is looking to do. Joe Flacco is different. With Joe Flacco, you have a more explosive downfield passing game than you do with Kenny Pickett. But with Kenny Pickett, you have a more athletic quarterback and maybe you commit fewer turnovers. It's just, I don't know. I'd love to see him. I so appreciate that the Browns are an organization that care enough that they weren't letting him go out there, that they letting him go push himself. They were essentially protecting him from himself. And they were saying, you're not running full go until we deem that you are indeed healthy to do that. You don't do that unless you care about a player. So that's all really positive, but it is a shame because it hasn't been the full-throated competition that we thought it would be. And obviously Joe Flacco is a veteran. Joe Flacco, I've said this repeatedly. He was the better quarterback last year, but no team is going to play a 39-year-old veteran when you have a number one over a first round pick that you're desperately trying to be your guy. So
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Things could have been different had Flacco played all last year. So this isn't at all okay, he wins this competition by default. I'm not saying that. If everybody had been healthy, then perhaps this would have been the same outcome. And he's certainly someone that you can feel really good about and feel good about getting behind and leadership and all of those things. It's a shame that we didn't get to see Kenny Pickett healthy. And now I'm curious. It's a lot of time that's been lost, but there's still a lot of time before the season starts. So clearly Kevin had decided that he wanted to name a starter this week and he does want to have a dress rehearsal, but just because you have, I don't a lot of teams play more than one quarterback. A lot of crazy things happen in a season. So right now, I think you should feel good about what's in the room.
We've certainly been around watching some exciting players or, you know, personnel groups in random preseason games. And then we try to figure out, like, what's actually real. And yesterday when the Browns, I should say on Saturday, when the Browns, you know, outgained the Eagles 331-88, and they walk away from even the Philly reporters at the end of the week said, oh my God, the Browns held their own. In fact, they won the second day, like, unequivocally. I'm sitting here a little guarded because, you know, we've had a good exchange with Philly in the past. I just don't know what to take away that's real. You said there's real optimism, and that to me is real. But how confident are you, Aditi, that they can turn that optimism into something that means something in the regular season?
Well, Jim Schwartz is in a much better mood with me in my halftime interview this year than he was a year ago. So I'm going to take that. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember last year I asked him about building off the previous year, and he snapped at me and he said, nobody's healthy and I haven't seen anyone together. And how do you know we're going to do that? I actually teased him before this game. I said, well, you know, you were totally right about that, actually, because the defense did indeed start slow last year. But I think Jim Schwartz being in good spirits is a good sign for me. Can I leave it at that?
I would think that? Yeah, I would think so. Especially, I mean, good God, he was in a bad, rotten mood, it seemed, all preseason last year, kind of like he knew what was coming. Because yep. I think guys kind of thought that they were going to just be able to replicate the success they had the year before. And I think they started off too late. And I think he knew that. Aditi, correct, with some of the other guys, like, was there anybody else who has stuck out to you that might not be sticking out to, or might have not stuck out before this training camp had really started, as far as guys who we could watch and be possibly on this football team?
I really enjoy this young man, Gage Larvadan. I think that he's an interesting story. You know, he went to Southeastern Louisiana. He played both basketball and football. We teased him. He said that the hardest decision of his life was giving up basketball. And he said, but you can't play in the NBA and the NFL both. He's been good when his number has been called upon. You obviously want to know what that wide receiver room is going to look like. And after Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, there are a lot of questions. You all know that I personally am really hoping and pulling for Deontay Johnson to get himself back on track. He still looks really good getting in and out of his breaks. He's still got plenty of game left. There was a 3-year stretch with the Steelers where he had more than 80 catches every year. Even Ben Roethlisberger really sought him out as a go-to guy. That would be wonderful if he could be someone. I'm really curious about that slot corner position, and I don't know that that person is on the roster right now. So,
you're not the only one to say that. You're not the only one to say that. I'll tell you, Aditi, I think that they're wondering it themselves.
Well, you know, these young corners have had opportunities, and I think that that's what's so tough right now too, right? For these players, is that you're at your best when you're loose. You're at your best when you're relaxed. And it's hard to be loose and it's hard to be relaxed. And it's funny because this is part of the conversation we'd had with Dylan Gabriel too, that how do you avoid putting too much pressure on yourself, or how do you feel pressure, essentially, was the question. And so much of it is just inherent in the fact that Shedeur Sanders is a rock star. Andrew Siciliano, who you all know, said that he has not been around a player who has this much around him since Tim Tebow. And by this much around him, I mean the fan fervor, the excitement about him, the passion that people who root for him feel. And I think it's important to note here, it's not like Shedeur Sanders is riling up these fans to go after Dylan Gabriel or to go after reporters who say something. If anything, a couple weeks ago, I thought Shedeur Sanders showed a great amount of maturity in saying, I don't actually want my dad around because he can be a media distraction. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said that someone, such an outsized personality like his dad, can be a blessing and a curse. So regardless of whether he's actively inviting that or not, there is this huge, I don't even know what the word is. Ken, help me out. I don't want to diminish it, or I don't want to denigrate it, but there's this huge fan following around him. And so that's hard for a guy like Dylan, for any player mm-hmm. who's also competing to play the same position. But then you've also got a young man who's had these knocks about his height his whole life. And then you've got a young man who was hurt a week ago and now is following up on this other player's great performance where he showed great poise, great demeanor. And Dylan Gabriel said to us, he said, it's not pressure. It's about feeling urgency. Because anytime he said this is essentially a production and performance based business. So you have to feel an urgency to produce, to perform. And he said, but his mindset has always been just do your job each day, do your best with each snap, and eventually those stack up and you end up where you want to be. And I think that that's a great attitude. And I think that that's how you approach opportunities. But for all of these players here, part of it is the mental piece. And so I want to look at these young corners. I'm taking a circuitous route here, sorry, but I want to look at these young corners and say, okay, you've had opportunity. What are you doing with that opportunity? Are you making the most of that opportunity? And are you able to essentially prove to your coaches that this job should be yours? And I just don't know that that's happened yet, that somebody has seized that position and said, okay, you can trust me right there.
Aditi, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you again hopefully next week. You take care of yourself, and of course, we'll be watching coming up on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
The great Aditi Kinkabwala on the Fan Hotline, giving us the very latest, her side of everything, where it's like, hey, this is going nuts, which it makes me think, I think this is a far bigger deal on your keyboard than in real life.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.